There are two equations that we can use to determine the kinetic energy of a system of particles. The first equation is very similar to the equation we use for one particle. The only difference is now we're taking all the particles and adding up the energies. So we still have 1/2 mv². That's the energy of one particle. And we just calculate that for every particle in the system, and we add them up. And that's the total kinetic energy of the system. If the system of particles is a rigid system, that means that the particles are attached to each other rigidly, then we can calculate it in a different way. And this kind of gives us a look at how we're going to calculate kinetic energy for a rigid body. So this system is moving as a whole, and if we find its center of gravity, then we can calculate the kinetic energy using the center of gravity speed. So you can look at the equation, you can see that it says 1/2 mv² That's the translational kinetic energy term. So it's very similar to what we've been using, but we have to use the center of gravity speed in that. And then we have another term, a term that you haven't seen before, 1/2 ig² This is actually the rotational kinetic energy term. So if this system is rigid, it can both translate and rotate. So you have a translational kinetic energy and a rotational kinetic energy, and we add them up to get the total. And we're going to look at that more when we talk about rigid bodies.